T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Patty Rising.
And I'm Brett Burkhardt.
Here's what's happening.
Landslides have cut off a few hundred people living around the Big Sur coast. KCBS's Chris Ancarlo reports supplies are being airlifted to those communities.
Highway 1 is the lifeline.
It started closing on and off in December, but this really came down to the last 3 weeks, I believe it is, or 4 weeks.
Kate Navoa is a blogger, also known as Big Sur Kate. She says first responders and community organizations got together.
That then did the shopping. We could call in an order to Safeway and they would pick it up.
They had physician's assistants pick up the meds.
We had our postmaster bring down the mail.
All of that plus some water and MREs were caravaned down to Lucia.
And the helicopter picked it up and took it down to Sandala Beach.
It's quite a production, but not one that would convince Navoa to leave.
Of course not. I mean, I'm used to this. I've lived here for 33 years.
Not so much for some of the people who moved in more recently.
They were shocked. They were panicked. They were unused to this and trying to figure out how they were going to handle it, et cetera. But eventually, when that wore off and they realized, oh, we can do this.
It may be another few weeks before the road is cleared, and that may mean another airlift. Chris Ancarlo, KCBS.
City of San Rafael is considering a proposal that would create a community of tiny homes for the unhoused. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports the process is entering the very early stages.
At this point, the city wants to hear from the public about what this type of project could look like and where it could go. San Rafael has also worked with local businesses and nonprofit service providers for feedback. Rachel Kurtz is a San Rafael City Council member. She says the model does have a track record of success.
We have looked at some other communities like Petaluma, Santa Rosa. There's a number of communities in the East Bay, San Francisco.
Kurtz says the key will be providing adequate support services in tandem with the housing, as well as pushing towards a more permanent solution.
It doesn't work for all. So I think that's also one of the things that we have to recognize. Is it is one more tool in the toolbox.
San Rafael's unhoused population is visible, says Kurtz, which helps service providers like the Ritter Center more easily identify the need. Kelly Penny is with the Ritter Center.
There has been a modest increase in homelessness in Marin.
San Rafael closed a large encampment 4 months ago. In San Rafael, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Practice rounds start today at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am in Monterey County. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says tournament officials are hoping for the best weather-wise.
The practice rounds are the first chance for these golfers to get out on the green sunshine at times this week. But heading into the weekend, meteorologist Dalton Berenger is with the National Weather Service.
Slight chance of rain once we get into Friday, but nothing major that folks will have to worry about.
For a while there, the course was soaked. Leslie Varney is with the Monterey Peninsula Foundation, the host organizer of the event.
Yeah, luckily we've had plenty of time to really dry up the trees. The course has drained really well. The green screws do a fantastic job, you know, cutting down any downed trees.
The event opens to the public on Wednesday with 3 celebrity events.
More of an intimate setting with the smaller par 3 course at Pebble Beach, so fans can get up close and personal to watch the celebrities compete for charity.
The tournament takes place at Pebble Beach, Monterey Peninsula Country Club, and Spyglass. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Patty, for the first time in decades, Oakland's Chinatown has had its own Lunar New Year parade this year. It was a cozy affair, no big sponsors, but enough to bring people out. KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon reports that Oakland residents have both economic and emotional reasons to celebrate the Lunar New Year this year.
Chinatown merchants have felt the pinch over the past couple of years.
Because of the pandemic and the Asian hate, it really, really kind of destroyed our business.
That's Josephine Hui with the Taishan Benevolent Association. The group's lion dancers performed for school kids from across Alameda County at the Lincoln Recreation Center today. There's also the emotional side. Joanna Kim is the director of the Korean Senior Center in Oakland, which closed during the pandemic.
And then all these people said, we have a depression because we live alone.
socializing in our language is very, very important.
Kim and about a dozen other seniors wore their finest traditional hanbok dresses. Kim says celebrating the Lunar New Year is an act of solidarity with other Asian American groups and a way to show their community's resilience in the face of violence. In Oakland's Chinatown, Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
San Francisco's soda tax appears to be working. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, a new study finds that fewer people appear to be drinking sugary sweetened beverages since the tax was passed.
Sugary drink consumption in San Francisco dropped 34% in the first 2 years after the city's soda tax was passed.
I think it's a good thing.
Robbie says he's mostly kicked the soft drink habit.
I primarily drink water. I have like a 72-ounce water bottle in my backpack that I refill every day because I'm very big on water.
The study from the Public Health Institute found that soda consumption fell even more for low-income groups, those at highest risk for obesity, diabetes, and other negative effects. Lynn Silver is lead author of the study.
It also showed that the effect of the tax actually grew over 2 years. So some people wondered whether the tax effects would disappear over time, and that did not appear to be the case.
In 2016, San Francisco voters approved the soda tax, which established a 1 cent per ounce fee for drinks with added sugar. Voters in Berkeley passed the nation's first soda tax in 2014. In San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Covered California is celebrating a milestone this year. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on the success of the program that's helping people get affordable health insurance.
The deadline to sign up for medical insurance through Covered California is almost here, Tuesday, January 31st. The Affordable Health Insurance Marketplace is celebrating a milestone and has been able to get the state's uninsured rate to a historic low.
This is Cover California's 10th open enrollment period, so we are celebrating a decade of providing access to quality, affordable health insurance.
Jessica Altman is Covered California's CEO. She's been on the job for almost a year now. She says they estimate over a million people who are eligible to sign up are going without medical insurance, and
over half of those can access comprehensive coverage that will cost them $0 per month.
Altman wants to point out the importance of health insurance, especially in these difficult times.
Your vaccines, your cancer screenings, your annual checkups, all of those core preventive services are going to be readily accessible if you're insured through Covered California.
To sign up, go to coveredca.com. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.